The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Guillaume Laberge, and here are today's headlines. Are we facing deadly delays in our ERs? Is Quebec too slow at removing the mask mandate? And Montreal plans to plant thousands of trees. The number of patients spending more than 2 days on a stretcher in the emergency room before having access to a bed has been on the rise in multiple hospitals throughout Quebec for the past couple of years. Here is Daniel Shear with the story.
Hospital patients have been waiting in stretchers to be seen by doctors for hours on end. There has been constant noise, change of personnel, and lack of privacy, and the patients have had enough. Gerald Abrams experienced this firsthand.
I put on a gurney, and I had to wait in the hallway on the gurney for about 9 hours until I was seen by a doctor. It was quite a difficult, distressing experience.
Michael Sebag, a doctor at the Shum Hospital, expressed that the bed shortage has been going on for many years now and doesn't think it is going to stop anytime soon. Michael weighed in on the problem at hand.
If there's a lot of them who show up at the same time, then you have a bed shortage and some people stay in emergency. So this is something that we see coming over and over again.
That was Daniel Shear reporting. 132 people have died in a Boeing 737 crash in southwest China. The airplane was transporting 123 passengers and 9 crew members on a flight between two cities in the south of the country. The aircraft lost contact while flying over the mountainous region near the city of Wuzhou. This accident could be the deadliest since 1994, as aviation safety has greatly improved in this country over the last couple of years. A 17-year-old man is facing charges following a police chase on the South Shore. He crashed his car as he was being chased down by the police for speeding on Sunday night in Belleuil. The suspect was driving on Highway 20 when police attempted to intercept him. A police chase ensued over a distance of nearly 10 kilometers when the driver lost control, turning into a roundabout. The motorist was taken to the hospital to treat non-life-threatening injuries. Our neighbors in Ontario officially removed the mask mandate in most public and indoor spaces, including stores and restaurants, starting today. Here in Quebec, however, the mask mandates for most of the same areas are still set to be lifted in mid-April. Reporter Matthew Skelhorn gathered reaction to this story.
We are just about 3 weeks away from a step closer to pre-COVID times. I spoke to Martin Vezina, a representative for the Restaurant Association of Quebec, to get his thoughts on Quebec waiting a bit longer on removing the mask mandate.
We can live with what the Quebec government said. We understand that Ontario has decided that it is as today, but we can wait for mid-April. It's the only sanitary restriction that we have in Quebec.
Mr. Vezina did say that employees are among the people that cannot wait for the mask mandate to be over. That said, though, Dr. Michael Callan still believes that it is too soon.
But we need to keep some measures in place so that we don't have to end up with a circuit breaker or lockdown, which nobody wants.
Dr. Callan went on to say that there are reports across the globe that COVID-19 cases are rising yet again. He trusts that Quebec will carefully review the situation as we approach mid-April, where our mask mandate is set to be removed. Matthew Skelhorn, Concordia News, Montreal.
The real estate market might find its way back to what it was before the pandemic, but the current economic situation might delay everything. Alexandre Tadeau joins us now in the studio. Alexandre, if I was going to buy a house right now, what should I expect?
Well, right now it is a competition. It is a competitive, and according to the real estate agent Jean-Simon Crippeau, even if the RBC survey says that the percentage of home buyers went back to the same percentage it had before the pandemic, there is also about less than half the number of homes available in 2022 compared to January 2020. As we are approaching July 1st in a few months, here is what Jean-Simon had to say.
I think the market will go up again because right now it's time for for a lease to renew.
Will it go higher, or will it, we finally see more affordable homes?
Well, currently we won't see a lot of changes. The price have gone up for a while across the province. Now it all depends on the amount we can afford. Jean-Simon explained that every offer made for there's another buyer will have to spend approximately 5,000 more on top of the offer, which is creating the inflation we are seeing. The other problem coming is the inflation of the interest rate. As the bank rate went up by 0.25, Jean-Simon believes that the Ukraine and Russia war created an instability in the economy impacting the real estate market, and believes that the bank rate will go up, impacting the price, but we still have a few year before we see that impact.
We will see some change in interest rate in like 1 or 1.5 years, but right now it doesn't change anything, as in my experience.
There are also a lot of new real estate agents. This must impact the prices.
It is, yes, impacting the prices of homes, which can create an increase of approximately $100,000 on the original price, because there is an average of 2 homes per real estate agent, creating a competition between them and impacting, again, the competition between the buyers. But 44% of the buyers are mostly scared of the situation that could destroy their hopes of buying a home.
Thank you, Alexandre. Tens of thousands of Cégep and university students will strike on Tuesday to demand free tuition. 10 years ago, to the day, 100,000 people demonstrated to oppose tuition hikes in what was one of the biggest rallies of the Maple Spring. In addition to free education, student associations will hold strike days all throughout the week for the remuneration of internships, student precariousness, and the fight for climate justice. The protest will take place in downtown Montreal. This morning, Mayor of Montreal Valérie Plante spoke about the greening of the city during a press conference. Adriana Gentile joins us live from Saputo Stadium. Adriana, today's press conference wasn't held at City Hall like usual. Why was this location chosen specifically?
Well, the city and Montreal organization Sorverdi are looking for opportunities to create and protect more green spaces, plant more trees, and reduce the emission of carbon dioxide, and they believe that this is one of the places to do that. Most of the company's trees are concentrated on the east and southwest ends because richer boroughs are said to have more trees. I asked Valérie Plante the importance on planting trees and improving green spaces, and here is what she has to say.
So I think we have to seize every opportunity to plant trees. It's part of our climate plan that we have put together, and working with Sodemi is great because they make it so easy.
They are planning on greening the island. How many trees do they hope to plant?
Since 2012, Sauverdi has planted about 1,000 around Saputo and the Olympic Stadium. I spoke with Kathleen Dumont, a landscape architect with the company, and here's what she had to say about its long-term goals.
So we're going to increase the number of trees here. So the goal is to reach around like 2,200 trees here.
In terms of funding, who is contributing to this project?
Well, the city partly financed Sauverdi in order to help them in their project to plant more trees across the city. They also have some funding from the federal government as well as different companies. The mayor said their goal is to not only ensure that trees are only planted here, but in every borough across the city, especially those with less trees.
Thank you, Adriana. Imagine winning an award to a race you finished dead last. Well, that's what happened to musher Apayok Reitan, who finished 2 weeks after the start of the 50th running of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race across Alaska. He was awarded the Red Lantern Award and $1,000 as he was the final sled dog team to cross the finish line. Reitan had the chance to extinguish the red lamp, as it is a tradition for the person finishing in last to turn off the lamp. Today is officially the first day of spring, and it sure feels like it outside, as weather is getting warmer for the week. Temperatures will be hovering above zero for the week right through the weekend. However, things will get a little wet on Thursday and Friday. These temperatures are average for this time of the year, but after a long and cold winter, we'll take it. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Guillaume Laberge.